Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back, 34 after. Yes, that's right, it's Mr. Wonderful. It's good to be with you. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Wonderful, among other things. Right, Jane?
Yes, Mr. Wonderful.
Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen, the author, along with her husband, Pierce Howard, the co-author of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. She's the director of their company, which is called Syntax, and she's our good friend. She and Pierce, who just happens to not be with us today, but they join us from time to time to talk to us about how personality is... It plays such an important role, but how it's often unappreciated in the role that it plays. It's happening. The personalities are happening, but we may not be in control of those, and we may not be aware of them, and that's what they've been helping us to understand. And, of course, one of the reasons why I have Jane back on is because she knows what to call me.
That's right. Mr. Wonderful.
There you go. There you go. See, she's good, folks. Hey, Jane, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and tell Pierce we miss him.
I'll do that.
We'll catch up with him next time.
Right.
Jane, I said a minute ago that, you know, we wouldn't think about not paying attention to the weather. I mean, the first thing that we do every morning is we check the weather to see whether to wear a coat or take an umbrella or to wear shoes or you know, or to wear linen or wool. You know, we need this information. We need to know what's going on. But isn't personality sort of like the weather? It's always out there. You know, we just don't know exactly what we're going to get today.
And, it is always there.
And we've got it influences our business. We need to learn more about it, don't we?
Absolutely. It can affect how we sell to our customers and what it is that we are selling to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to talk to you about today.
Well, that's really important because we know the most important members of our organization are our customers. But so do you think that we're not as aware of how personality is involved in the role that in our relationship with our customers as it ought to be?
Yeah, Jim, I think we often overlook that. We've already established, I think we've talked about this on our earlier shows, that personality is sort of a form of diversity that we oftentimes ignore. And the same thing is true when we're thinking about who our customers are and how we serve our customers. We need to take their personalities into account so that we can tailor our products, our services for that individual customer that we want to pull in the door. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times when companies are just getting started or have just been going for a short time, they sit down with people and say, you know, we need to define our mission or our purpose. Who are our customers? And that's one of the first questions we ask. So I think if we can define our customers in terms of their personality, we better understand then how to serve them and how to get their business walking in our door.
Well, you know, sometimes when we think of personality, we think of it only as somebody who has, quote, personality, unquote.
Yeah, back in high school, we all wanted to date
Mr.
somebody
personality.
Who had a good personality.
Yeah, and it's somebody who's, you know, we think of personality as being somebody who's hail fellow well met and who's nice to people, et cetera, but the personality you're talking about is, I mean, everybody has a type of personality, and you call it, we all fit on what you call the five-factor model, the scales of the five-factor model, don't we?
Right, and each scale, Jim, runs from a low range to a mid range to a high range.
Mm-hmm.
And people score, about a third of the population will score in the low range, and about a third of the population will score in the middle range, and about a third will score in the high range. So when we're defining who our customer base is, we need to be sure we have in mind that scale. If we want to serve all the people, then we have to know about those. if we want to just serve a niche market and have that niche we go after, we have to define who those people are.
Mm-hmm. And it's important for us to learn how to read the type of personality that the customer is, don't we? Because a lot of times we meet them for the first time without ever having the luxury of having that information. The first meeting we have is when we have to determine which one of the five factors that they're high on, which one of the factors they're low on.
Right, but it's not just in that first meeting, Jim. It's in the way that we advertise.
Right.
It's in the way that we get our message across.
Well, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back. And folks, if there were a sixth factor, the wonderful factor, I'd be very high on that scale. I'm going to have to get him to add that one. Tony Taylor, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Folks, you were my friend. Stepping out.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Folks, let me remind you, when next you hear me after today, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas at the Administaff Small Business Classic. It's the Champions Tournament out there. The PGA, the Champions Tour of the PGA is having their tournament this week in Houston. And Administaff is the sponsor of that. And they've asked me to come out and broadcast my show for 4 days from the tournament. And you're going to be meeting a lot of people, a lot of new people this week. And as we blend those folks into some of our Brain Trust member regular scheduled appearances, but you're going to be meeting a lot of new people this week, and I'm looking forward to being out there. And I am going to take my golf clubs. So I know you were all worried about that, Jane. So next time the show is on, you'll be hearing me from live and on location in Houston, Texas. Jane Howard is our guest. She is the author, along with her husband, Dr. Pierce Howard, of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And we're talking about reaching out to customers and with our personality. And Jane, your thinking today is not so much what we do when we make a sales call and how the personality works there, although that's an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that we transmit we sort of telegraph our personality and the people that we want to reach, their personality, through our marketing material, our marketing effort.
Absolutely.
I bet nobody thought about that before.
Yeah. What I'd like to do, Jim, is just to take each one of those five personality scales we were talking about earlier.
Right.
And think through what it is that we do to communicate that message that we're trying to send our customers.
Okay.
One of the scales that people are probably most familiar with is the one that we call extroversion.
Uh-huh.
And we have people who are more introverted, who are more quiet, more private. We have people who are more ambiverted. They're sometimes like an extrovert, but they're sometimes like an introvert. And then we have people that are purely extroverts.
Right.
And this whole scale of extroversion really has to do with our tolerance for sensory bombardment. So if we want to appeal to extroverts, typically in our ads we're advertising fun-filled or wonderful taste that we have at our restaurants or beverages or special events with thousands of people. And the people that we're going to really appeal to will tend to be more extroverted kinds of people if we're really trying to do that kind of an event
or offer
that kind of a service.
So if we're showing a video of our restaurant and it looks like, you know, that it's, you know, this chaotic people, waiters all over the place and lots of noise and everything,
and that crowd
might
at
not,
the bar
that,
and
right, that might not appeal to the introverts.
Right. Whereas introverts tend to prefer a quiet setting, a setting where they have privacy. Often they want more of a darker area. They don't want to be in really bright lights.
Mm-hmm.
And often when I've talked with introverts about what kind of a restaurant they would prefer, they often mention a fireplace.
Hmm.
They want something that's calming and quiet and very personal. And so if we're going after that clientele, then we need to communicate a different message to our customers.
But what if we want both of them to come to see us?
Well, we've got to have separate dining rooms. We've got to show that.
And we have to tell them that, don't we?
Yeah.
Now, really, I know restaurants who do that.
You've got to if you want the whole population to come to your restaurant. Now, if you're really trying to create a niche market and you want to be that upscale private restaurant, you can do that, and you will develop a very introverted clientele.
But extroverts have introverted moments.
Absolutely.
They're called romantic moments.
Could be.
I mean, I read that one somewhere. I don't know about that myself. I read about that one somewhere one time.
And the other thing, too, is if you're taking one of your customers or a client to dinner, think about who that person is. You may be more extroverted, and you may like a really fun-filled, loud, and boisterous place, but that other customer may not be as extroverted as you, so they may be real uncomfortable if you're in a sea of people and you have loud music going on, whereas if they're in a quieter location, they may really appreciate that.
You know, I have paid attention to that before, and especially if I was taking somebody to lunch and we were going to talk business, and I didn't know how they felt about things like, you know, how they were about what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to make sure we didn't go somewhere where they were going to be rubbing elbows with people,
mm-hmm.
where we had some space around us.
Yeah, especially if it's private matters. If you're going out with your lawyer or your accountant and you want to talk about something that's very important and very private,
right?
You don't want people eavesdropping and hearing what you're talking about.
This is fascinating to me, folks, to think about. To try to imagine, I mean, what we're trying to do is help you understand. And Jane, this is so important right now because small business owners have got to realize that we can't really be successful if we're trying to shotgun our marketing approach. We've mm-hmm. got to reach out and to sectors, don't we? We've got to reach out to channels and not try to do business with the world.
Yeah, our marketing dollars are too valuable.
That's right.
We really have to define who our customers are. And that also means defining them in terms of their personality so mm-hmm. we know how to go after those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very important. And when we come back after these messages, Jane has some more information for us on how the personality works. She's got some more tips on the five-factor scale. And, folks, I hope you're paying attention to this. This is going to help you get more bang for your buck, for your marketing buck. And that's an extroverted term, not an introverted term. Stay with us. Stay till. We'll be right back. We're back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jane Howard is our guest. She's the author, along with her husband, Dr. Pierce Howard, of the book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Jane, tell us a little bit about Syntax and tell us how we can find your books and your website, please.
Yes, Jim. Syntax stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. We work with all kinds of brain research. And the book that you're alluding to really deals with personalities, which we know have a chemical and biological basis within our bodies. So we're not going to change our personalities. But if you want to get in touch with us and if we can provide some information for you, you can contact us at 1-800-244-5555. Or you can go to our website, which is www.syntax.com. And that spells C-E-N-T-A-C-S.
All right. Now, the other book, by the way, I want to mention, folks, The Owner's Manual for the Brain is the book that Pierce has written. This is a massive book that's been out for a while, but I still see it on bookshelves around the country.
Oh, it's selling well.
Yeah, it's a very important book. But, folks, I really encourage you to learn. You know, this book that they've written is well-written. It's written where you and I can understand it, and especially the five-factor model. I believe that if you'll get this book and read that one page twice, read it twice, you'll learn something about yourself, about the people who work for you, and about your customers that will be important, that will make a difference in your success. I really believe that because it's helped me that way. And And even, you know, you could even do like me. You could give that to your employees and say, now read this and figure you that way you'll be able to figure me out better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right, Jane?
Absolutely.
You know? Jane, you were helping us to understand how to improve the way we reach out to our customers through our own marketing material. Give us some other examples.
Well, one that I think is always interesting, it has to do with the scale that we call the originality scale. And this scale has to do with the degree to which we are open to new ideas, we're open to change, we're open to new possibilities. And so if we want to appeal to people who are at the low end of that scale, in our advertising we might say that we're traditional, we're conservative, we're dependable,
mm-hmm.
we hadn't changed in 40 years. So you really maintain the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people want that. If we thought about what occurs at the high end of the scale and we're trying to appeal to people, we use things like we're on the cutting edge. We've got the newest technology. This is the latest innovation.
Mm-hmm.
We offer all kinds of variety. And so at the higher end of that scale, you're really trying to appeal to people who want whatever's new, whether it's proven or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that whole scale, it's hard to be both to your customers. You've got to decide, are we the traditional or are we the cutting edge?
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important in your marketing. It's hard to go after the whole world on that particular scale.
Well, and the thing is what we have to focus on are the things that we're good at, the mm-hmm. areas that we're the best at. And if we're really good at being traditional, we're not so good at being progressive, then we need to, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you're in the antique business, that's what you need to be
Absolutely.
Focusing on, right?
And historical and, value.
Right.
You stress that to people.
But the thing is you have to realize, the point that you're making is you have to realize that everybody's not going to be your prospect when you do that.
Yeah.
And for small business owners, that's okay.
Yeah, you might have a small investment firm. And you only go after the safe, proven stocks. And
right.
that would be someone at the low end of the scale, whereas you might have an investment firm that goes after the newest technology and tries to make it big in a hurry.
Our friend Fred Siegel has written a book called Investing for Cowards. And that's what he does. He invests in stocks that have virtually no risk, you know, and very little risk. And he's made a very good living and a great a brand for himself. So people who want growth stocks are not going to do business with him as much.
So he's appealing to the lower two-thirds of the population.
The people who have that personality, exactly.
That's right.
This is so important, folks, that we pay attention to this, not only in ourselves, not only in our employees, but in our customers, and not only how we interact with them personally, as Jane says, but also, as she says, when the way we reach out to them with our marketing material. Jane, thank you for giving us this great information today. Give us your website one more time, please.
www.centax.com.
And the book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Jane. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Say hi to Pierce.
I will do it. Bye-bye.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you in Houston.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.